A tech company whose app helps people manage food stamps is pivoting to send its users cold, hard cash. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. For many poor Americans, stimulus checks and unemployment aren't coming out fast enough, and maybe aren't enough, period. Now, a tech company that helps people manage their food stamp benefits is partnering with a nonprofit called GiveDirectly to send its users $1,000 each. Jimmy Chen is CEO of Propel. His company makes an app called Fresh EBT, which lets people electronically check food stamp balances and find coupons. Chen says the partnership is starting with people in areas hit especially hard by the virus. But the goal is to raise enough money to give $1,000 to all 2 million people who use the Fresh EBT app. Chen says short term, it's just the best way to help.
I think from our perspective, the situation is pretty dire for a lot of low-income Americans, and the solution is also quite simple, to provide them cash. It is not a long-term solution. It's not a systemic fix, but it is a way to help people navigate through the impossible choices of, you know, do I buy food for my kids or do I buy soap for my home? Yeah. But I think one of the roles that we can play is if we can just help as many people as possible get this extra cash infusion, that feels like a meaningful contribution. Hmm.
So each person that uses currently is on your platform?
Yeah, that's right. So our role in this partnership is helping to identify and target people who are currently receiving these food stamp benefits and are really people that are in strong financial need.
Gotcha.
For somebody who uses our app, they'll open up the app and they'll see a banner on it that says the Propel team has partnered with the GiveDirectly team to help you get this one-time transfer. They would sign up through our app, and then the GiveDirectly folks would then process the payment.
And then how is your particular platform enabling this? I mean, what you were initially set up for was to sort of make this very analog SNAP process more digital and more digitally available. So how are you leveraging those tools to get people this money as quickly as possible?
Well, the original reason why we built the Fresh EBT app was that we talked to people who got their food stamp benefits on EBT cards and heard from them that every time they went grocery shopping, they had to call the 1-800 number on the back of their EBT card so they could check their balance.
Right.
We build what is essentially the mobile banking app for the EBT card. So in the same way that somebody who uses a credit card or a bank account should be able to have a free mobile app that lets them check their balance and see their transactions. We do the same thing for the EBT card and the food stamp program, really trying to modernize the user experience of it. But what we actually realized we had built over the years was that we really see the need to manage your EBT benefits as a hook. It's the reason why people will seek us out. It's the reason why the average person who uses Fresh EBT opens the app about 12 times each week. And it's the reason why people engage, but that as people engage, we can do more. We can do a lot more than just help people know how much they have left on their card. We can also help them in good times to find different jobs that are hiring or to apply for all the different social services programs that they might qualify for. In this particular time, we have shifted that platform to be about, you know, how do we help you understand what are the resources that are available to you now? I think we are fortunate that there are so many different organizations between the public sector and the private sector that have sprung up and have really tried to lend assistance to low-income people, to people that are in financial need. Mm-hmm. What we think we can do is be a distribution platform. So we can be the platform that helps people that are in financial need to identify what are the full set of opportunities that are available to help me to make financial ends meet.
Right. There are also still a lot of existing barriers for people who use SNAP benefits. Even the ones who use your app, for example, they can't get groceries delivered via Instacart. Do you look at this system and say there are still more technological changes we would love to apply to this to make it work better for people?
Well, the way that I approach a lot of these problems just from a first principles perspective is that we don't have to reinvent the entire system from scratch, and that in many cases, the EBT card and the SNAP program is patterned after how the private sector works in a way that I think is actually really positive. So part of the reason why we transition over from paper food stamps onto the EBT card was this idea of, like, you know, most people buy their groceries using a card. And so why not provide that same piece of dignity to people who are using food stamps as well? I think the challenge, though, is that where that was the frontier, maybe in the early 2000s, the frontier now has moved. And now the frontier of what it means to have a modern experience going grocery shopping is about having software, right? It's about having the software so that when you go grocery shopping in the store, you know how much you can buy. And it's about having the experience of being able to have the convenience, really, of purchasing groceries at home, if that's what you want. I think the current crisis adds another layer onto that, which is that, you know, for people who are purchasing groceries with their cash or credit cards, you've got this option to buy your groceries and have them brought to your front door. And traditionally, people who have EBT cards haven't had that option.
Can you tell me again, what is the mechanism for people actually receiving this money? And when do you expect to start disbursing?
So the money is distributed through the GiveDirectly team's payment platform. And the way that it works is that when you receive this notification that you qualify for this $1,000 transfer, you will then have the option to direct deposit that onto a bank account. You can also choose to have a prepaid card that is sent in the mail to you. As an alternative, you can choose a MoneyGram code, or you can choose to have a paper check mailed. We're able to go very quickly from a gift through the website into cash into someone's hand, usually within a week.
Is everybody who's on your program kind of automatically eligible?
Everyone who's using Fresh EBT and currently receiving SNAP benefits definitely has a lot of financial need, but we also have the ability to subset our user base. So for example, if a funder is really interested in giving to people that are in financial need in the New York City area, we can certainly do that. And because we're a mobile app, we can target based on where someone lives and where someone is using the app. And so that's an easy kind of slice for us.
And then just generally, how do you feel about this being, you know, your job, a for-profit company partnered with a nonprofit, versus the government?
Well, I don't think this is the kind of problem that can be solved by any one organization or by one, you know, any one institution. And I think that, you know, historically, for-profit companies and companies in particular in the technology sector haven't done all that they can to actually make a real impact on social problems like this. I think by and large, the tech sector has lagged behind in terms of thinking about social problems in particular around poverty. And I think a lot of that comes from just a lack of context and a lack of understanding about how those problems work and what are the daily experiences of the 40 million Americans who get food stamps. And so I, you know, think that at Propel, you know, we're a company that's always worked on safety net services, and the safety net in an era of COVID is more is top of mind for a ton of people and is growing. And our mission is incredibly important of helping people to navigate these safety net services so that they can get back on their feet financially. And so we very much do see it as a responsibility of ours to kind of charge head first and do whatever is in our power to help our users to access these funds.
Jimmy Chen is CEO and founder of the startup Propel. Speaking of those stimulus checks, GiveDirectly also has a button on its site that lets people pledge to redirect that money if they're in the lucky position of not needing it. And here's what else we're watching in tech. YouTube announced a new tool that makes it easy for small businesses to quickly create videos about what they're up to. The idea is that businesses can quickly pop up messaging about, say, new hours or virtual services or delivery options with some nice-looking templates and fonts and a music library. Apple yesterday launched a mobility trends report using anonymized phone data to show how well people have been social distancing in various regions. Google launched a similar tool earlier this month. And Google and Apple held a Q&A call with reporters to try to answer questions and some concerns about their new partnership to use Bluetooth for contact tracing to try to track people who have been exposed to coronavirus. There's a link to that story on our website, marketplacetech.org. Now, many people have pointed out that this tool is substantially similar to one developed by MIT. We told you about that one on the podcast here. Me personally, I'm going to choose the one that isn't made by a private company, if I get to choose one before they make me. Oh yeah, no, they're going to make us eventually. You just wait. Also today, Amazon gonna Amazon. The company has fired two more employees who were publicly pushing for change at the company. Both had been advocating for safer conditions at Amazon's factories, including offering on Twitter to match donations for those workers. The two fired women were also part of the group Amazon Employees for Climate Justice, which has pushed for more action on climate change. Amazon also confirmed that it fired another warehouse worker Tuesday for organizing in support of safer conditions. I mean, they know we can see them, right? In better example setting, Reddit said Monday that it will start disclosing its political advertisers and tell people how much they spend, and more importantly, how they target users. See? It can be done. Let's end on the positive. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.